And now, coming to you nearly live from deep within a mine shaft underneath Gold Hill, Nevada in Story County, it's the Storyteller Podcast. Hey, what is up there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, humanoids and mutants? This is your host, Sam Toll, coming to you the day before the election, November 5th, 2018. I'm recording a radio interview that I did with Dee Gregory, Highlands resident and host of Crap, Lies, and Rumors. You know, if I was really working hard, being a politician and campaigning, I'd have pushed this a long time ago. Many people, probably half the folks who are going to vote in Story County, have already cast their ballots. But if those of you listening here on the last day before the election are undecided, take a listen to this podcast, this interview that I did with Dee Gregory about my thoughts on the current condition of education in the United States, the current condition of Story County's school district, and Todd Hess and his school district is operating under his stewardship. And then give it a listen and take into account what I have to say. And if you're still undecided, or if you've been leaning towards one candidate or another, perhaps this will help sway you in my direction. So without any further ado, this is the Crap, Lies, and Rumors show that Dee Gregory and I cut on August 22nd. Happy listening.
Now the race is on and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love stretched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Crap, Lies, and Rumors. My name is Dee Gregory here on KCKQ, 1180 AM, and anywhere around the world at americamatters.us. You can tune in 24 hours a day. Glad to have you. Thank you for being here today. My guest today is Sam Toll, candidate for school board, Story County, also the creator, editor, reporter, and about eight other names when I think of it, six of which I can't say on the air, of Storyteller. And good articles that are put out there, straight to the point. In fact, he does everything within his power to dispel crap, lies, and rumors. And we're going to direct you toward that a little bit later in the show. But first, I want to say welcome to the show, Sam.
Dee, thanks for having me. It's really great to be here with you.
Now, you've been on the show before. We talked about another candidate. We've talked about the Storyteller and how people can go and see, you know, what you read, what you write about. But today, right now, what I want to focus on is your candidacy, which we have only hinted to one time. I want to speak about your candidacy for a seat on the school board for Story County, which takes in, of course, Virginia City. I believe there's a school in Lockwood. So with that, would you please take a little bit of time and tell the folks about Sam Toll? Tell us about you personally, and then we will get into the candidate and the whys and the hows and all that other stuff. But let's get to know Sam just a little bit.
Well, thank you, Dee. Appreciate that. Yeah, I have a, before we get into me, I have a personal sort of philosophy that suggests that we should shorten our political campaign season to 2 months before the election. Today, we are 60 days out from early voting, so I think that today's a great day to kick off my my campaign.
And let me say this, thank you to you. I know we were going to wait a little bit later, but there was a candidate for a sheriff for another county, not the one in which we live, and he had to postpone. And because of that, I did call you at the last minute and moved your date up, but I still want to have you back on before the actual elections. We may split it with your opponent if we can get both of you on the radio together. But I do appreciate you coming in on a moment's notice.
No, yeah.
Just less than 24 hours.
No, my pleasure, indeed. So I'm a Nevada native. I was born in Carson City and spent my first night in Gold Hill, Nevada. I come from a line of folks who made it to the Comstock lode in the 1860s. In fact, I was raised in the house of my great-great-granduncle, who was Senator of Nevada for 30 years, John Percival Jones. I was washing dishes at the Sharon House in the mid-70s and finally realized that my career as a dishwasher
Wasn't going to get me too far in Northern Nevada. My last job was at the Ormsby House. If those of you who driving by Carson, they see the big empty building. Well, it was a big casino back then. But I took $20, packed all my stuff in the back of my Volkswagen Bug, and drove over the Sierras, settled with some friends in the South Placer County area, outside of Sacramento. And within, I started working, I went to Sierra College, started working for the local Apple dealer. At that time, Apple sold their computers through dealerships, not through the company stores as they do today. And within, I guess it was about a year and a half after working with that Apple dealer, I met Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak 4 days before they rolled out the Macintosh computer. In Palo Alto, they had a big sales event for salespeople. And I bought a Macintosh 128K computer, a little tiny periscope of a machine, a single floppy disk drive. I think it was about $3,000. And I took that back to Rockland and literally sold the pants off it. It was very successful. A couple of years later, well, it was actually about a year later, a piece of software called PageMaker was released. Now, I grew up in Gold Hill, as I mentioned, and my father in the mid-70s produced a newspaper called the Gold Hill News in our front room. And I recognized that this piece of software would literally change the way that the printed word was produced. And so within 5 years of the Macintosh being released and me seeing this PageMaker program, I had started a company in downtown Sacramento. The company grew to 75 employees. I was doing about a $5, $6 million a year run rate. And really had a blast having a shop, and ultimately there were like 5 locations. Anyway, long story short, my dad, fast forward to 2016, had some life changes. My dad turned 80, and I decided to move back home to Gold Hill, and the place that really feels more like home to me than anywhere else. And once I got back home, it wasn't too long before the recall effort to recall Sheriff Gerald Antonoro started, and I realized that the community was galvanized, and Sherry was getting hit on all fronts from a lot of what we talk about here on the show, crap, lies, and rumors, in a remarkable fashion. So I started the storyteller.online to provide an alternative voice and a separate narrative to the crap, lies, and rumors that were being hurled at Sheriff Antonoro. He gives me a lot of credit for the recall and how it turned out. I tend to shy away from that, but I do know that the hard work brought out information, just facts, about countering the stuff that was being tossed at him, and it resonated with the people of Story County. And now my readership on a weekly basis is about 5x what the local newspaper is.
And that's the crap, or that's the storyteller.
The storyteller.online, correct.
And what I want to do, folks, you're listening to Crap, Lies, and Rumors. We're going to go into a quick break in just a moment here. Once you know that we're talking with Sam Toll, when we come back, he's going to continue to let us know more about him, get to know him personally. Then we're going to get to know him as a candidate and talk more about one of the seats he's running for on the school board. In the meantime, if you want to call, talk to either one of us or leave a message, 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255. You're listening to Crap, Lies, and Rumors with me, D. Gregory, right here on KCKQ 1180 AM, or you listen anywhere in the world at americamatters.us. We'll be right back right after this. Hello and welcome back to Crap, Lies, and Rumors. My name is D. Gregory. You're listening to KCKQ 1180 AM. Also, those of you listening around the world or those who wish to, should you be traveling abroad, you can hear us 24 hours a day on americamatters.us. Just go to americamatters.us and you can stream us live. I want to thank those of you who are listening today for joining me today. Again, my name is D. Gregory. This is Crap, Lies, and Rumors. My guest today is Sam Toll, who is a candidate for a seat on the school board in Story County. We're going to get into his candidacy and get to know him as a candidate and then some of the issues within Story County. And we're also going to talk more about the storyteller, the articles, and the topics that are published that you can read about and get the real truth, the down and dirty stuff about what's happening in the articles that he publishes there. Before we went to the break, Sam was helping us get to know him better as an individual. If there's anything you want to wrap up there, as Sam told the man, let's do it, and then start into Sam, the candidate, and what you're running for, and then we'll get into why.
Well, the only other real interesting, or I guess that's a self-proclaimed set of interest, I am the communications director for the Libertarian Party of Nevada. I was a lifelong Democrat growing up. I call myself now a reformed liberal. I left the Democratic Party when I recognized that they actually left me, and a lot of the things that I hold dear and the values that I believe in no longer are part of the Democratic Party platform and are no longer practiced. The message of liberty, the message of freedom resonated with me, and so I gravitated towards the Libertarian Party with Ron Paul. And when I came to Nevada, I applied for a volunteer position, and within a couple of 6 months, they recognized the skill set that I have as far as marketing and communications, which I've done pretty much all my life. And so there you have it. Yeah, LPN.
And so at what point did you decide I want to either that, and people do it for, I believe, one of two reasons. Either they really, really, really believe that the office they're running for needs their help, and some opposite, they just really want to be in the public's eye and they want to be a politician, they want to make a difference. And I'm not saying that either one is bad, but what was it that sparked your interest in the school district and the upcoming vacant seats?
Well, frankly, honestly, it's a little both. So for the last 25 years, I've done a lot of public speaking. I've done outreach. I've worked with different folks on political-based stuff, and many people have suggested, man, you should be a politician. You can actually communicate, and you've got some serious thoughts and ideas, and your mind is open. You can actually change your mind when the facts change, and adjust your reality based upon the current reality. So, participating and being a leader, certainly is part of the motivation. But specifically with the school board, I became sort of aware. I was sort of woke up when my youngest daughter I think she was a sophomore in high school. My two older children had already graduated and began their college career. And what I recognized was that the school system where I lived in South Placer County, specifically in Loomis, Del Oro High School, was not preparing my children and the rest of their friends for the real world. For example, my son took, he was a math whiz. He took, geometry, trig, calculus. And when he graduated from high school, he had no idea how to balance a checkbook. He didn't understand how credit cards worked. He didn't realize the dangers of compound interest. None of the financial literacy that young adults require, to prevent them from being victimized or from falling into bad habits, were even approached at any form at the high school. Similarly, there was a lot of focus on educational tracks and different ways that kids could go and study that really didn't resonate with the career paths that exist in today's world. Programming, coding, WordPress, graphic design, robotics, these are things that were theories 10 years ago. And so the systems within the educational process hadn't pivoted and morphed into embracing what's available in today's workplace. And so, when a kid graduates from college with a major in 16th century Irish poetry, and they have a $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 student loan debt, Those kids are in trouble. I mean, they're, you know, and the system itself needs to improve in order to get these kids into a place where they can be successful, where they can add to the economy, where they can, you know, choose their own path and move forward. So in looking at the school system here in Story County, I got to tell you, it's actually being run very well. And what many people don't realize is that as a school board member, your job really is to focus on and direct one person. Your job is to, you know, set budgets and focus on the functions of the superintendent. And in Story County, that's a gentleman by the name of Todd Hess. I grew up with Todd. As a kid, I remember he was, a little more soft-spoken than his brother, a little more controlled, I guess, or sober. So he frankly, is doing a much better job as than his predecessor. But the school system itself is running well, and there's areas where they're really killing it. There are some things that I think I can bring to the table that will help the kids even more. So that's part of why I'm running. I think that there's always room for improvement, and there are things that we can work with the parents on to address and move forward.
Yeah. And so, all right, there's a lot of questions that I have with regards to the school board. Now, I will admit this, that when my kids were in school, I was as actively involved as I could. You know, could be in the school system, in the school district, because it made a difference. I wanted my children to come out as educated as possible, yet have as much fun in school as possible, because it is two-sided. I mean, they must learn their future truly hinges on their schooling and what they learn and how they learn it. But at the same time, it should be a very memorable experience. It should be something that when they get out of high school, they want to come back to reunions. They want to reflect back and say, I did this and that. And, you know, kids do stupid things. If not, they wouldn't be a normal kid. That we got to understand. But the balancing of ensuring they get an education while still allowing them to be kids sometimes can be difficult to do. And I think some school districts, you find board members of one or the other, they are either so far on the other side, oh, kids will be kids, and why are we worried about it? And therefore, academically, things are not pushed or pursued. Yet you've also got school board members that are completely on the other side and think that it should be business 24/7 and the kids cannot be kids. How would that be balanced? This is a question we've not talked about this at all, and it just came to mind. How would that be balanced? Should you get elected, become a school board member, how are you going to ensure that the priorities, which I ask you off air, and I will ask you on there for you to address, is perhaps the top two or three things that would be on your agenda that you would like to see change within the school system should you be elected. But first and foremost, how would you balance as a board member? How would you ensure that kids can have maximum fun in school yet still do what they need to do to graduate with all the tools that they need to survive in the world?
Well, you know, the answer is, I think, is very interesting. So the school systems that we all grew up in, that we currently enjoy today, really haven't changed much since we borrowed them from the Germans 150 years ago. I mean, we've got desks and straight lines. We've got kids who are the same age in the same class. We've got a lot of uniformity. And as you know, there's very little uniformity in kids. I mean, there's, you know, they're very different, and their learning skills, the processes, everything else is very limited. So, or I'm sorry, is diverse and dynamic. I think that what we need to do is, what we need to look at as Americans is that, you know, China and India are lapping us. In fact, they've already lapped us, and they're coming around for a second lap. They take their education very seriously, similarly in Japan. And so they produce a lot of very smart kids, but at the expense of growing up. You're only young once. And yeah. And I think that there's two things to look at. One, the amount of time that fannies are in seats. I call, you know, butts in seats. If you look at the school day and how much time is physically spent learning, we need to up that. The other part of that, to address what you're talking about as far as, you know, kids being kids and being able to enjoy their youth, is that homework sucks. And frankly, if the job is done right, and I've read tons of articles from different places around the world who approach education a little bit differently than we do, where kids don't have 3 hours of homework. My kids drug home, like, you know, 90 pounds worth of books and spent till 7 o'clock at night doing homework. That's ridiculous. They're not doing their job right. And so that's one of the areas that I think is very important to look at. There's a lot of things that the Story County School District is doing very well that I think need to be focused on and improved on.
Good.
And
that's
forward.
That's good to hear, because oftentimes you don't hear a candidate say that. You just say, oh, it's all messed up and I'm going to go fix it. It's good to hear that they are, and I've always heard good things about Story County School District. We're going to talk, when we come back from the break, more specifically about what the good things are and what you'd like to fine-tune. Perhaps when we come back, we, you know, maybe the top two or three items that are of most interest to you that you'd like to see fine-tuned or changed. But it's refreshing to hear a candidate running for an office say that things are really going pretty good, which means, you know, there'd be less stuff you really have to address. Crap, Lies, and Rumors with me, D. Gregory, my guest today, Sam Toll. We're going to be back right after these messages.
Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love stretched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
There we go. You're back with me, D. Gregory, on KCKQ 1180 AM with Crap, Lies, and Rumors. We don't start them, folks. We do everything we can to dispel them. But you never know. Some of the conversations we had, people might think that that is either total crap, a lie, or we're starting rumors. Honestly, we try not to do that. There's so much garbage running around out there. Both at active election times when candidates are out trying to state their case, but then other times when there's absolutely nothing going on, people get so bored, they start rumors, and that soon leads into full-blown lies, and it's all just a bunch of crap. So the reason I'm doing this show is to try to dispel some of that, get people on the air, let you as a voter get to know them as a candidate so that you can make a more informed decision come the day to vote. Be it early voting, which will be starting, I think, about 20 to 25 days prior to the primary. I'm not sure. We'll get that for you. But whether it's early voting, absentee voting, or voting on election day, we want you to be as informed as possible. My guest today is Sam Toll. He's a candidate for the school board, seat on the school board for Story County. Before the break, we were talking about some of the issues up there. And what I'd like to do now, if we could, Sam, you had more than once in the past, you've mentioned that Story County is doing a lot of things right. And therefore, it's probably got to be refreshing that if you get elected, you don't have to go in and you know, your campaign is not filled with, I'm going to fix this, I'm going to, this is broken, that's broken. That's not the case. So let's talk about some of the things that you're very pleased with and you think that they're doing right. And then if you would please list at least a couple of items that may be on your to-do list that you'd like to discuss with other board members about perhaps fine-tuning or making just a little bit better. So what's good about Story County School District?
There's actually a lot of stuff that's great. Again, I mentioned that the superintendent, Mr. Todd Hess, is doing really a wonderful job. I've talked to him a number of times through the Storyteller, interviewing him about different news things that have come up. And he's responsive, he's serious, and he's really a remarkable improvement from his predecessor. So the school itself, you know, I think he was a principal there for a while, and you know, he doesn't actually live in Virginia City anymore. He lives in Carson, so he has an opportunity to not have that insider sort of mentality that it kind of infects Story County politics. So, and as a board, our job again is to direct Todd and to give him direction on how to do his job. So, as far as the things that are really working well within the school system, and again, I don't have kids there, so I don't have a direct knowledge. But in talking to the parents and in talking to folks in the county, the one thing that is spectacular that I really enjoy is their Jumpstart program. And so that is a program that allows juniors and seniors to take college classes at the community college in Carson City, and earn college credits that they don't have to pay for at a school that's out of state or at UNR. And the reason that's important, and my kids went through that in South Placer County as well. And so when my kids graduated from high school, both of my two oldest children, Isaac and Annabelle, both had nearly 2 years of college credits under their belt before they entered, when they graduated from high school and entered into college. And that, you know, I think that saved me about four wheelbarrows full of money.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that just cuts the cost.
Earning college credits while attending high school, which then when you graduate, you are a year or two in credits ahead of the other kid in your college class.
That's
great idea.
Right.
And Story County endorses this, and it's something that's made available to all juniors and seniors in Story County.
That's correct. And so these kids are getting college credits. They're attending college classes, so they're getting familiar with what the expectation is in the, you know, in the higher education system. And again, if you're going to send your kid, as I sent my daughter to Arizona, you know, I think we spent $25,000 the first year. So, you know, it's saving you about $50,000 just by showing up and doing it. So that's a spectacular thing. I think the other thing that is great that I fully expect to improve on, and in fact, I've talked to Mr. Hess about, because my career is in tech and in computers and software and stuff. They've got a remarkable tech program that involves, you know, programming, robotics, getting kids familiar with computers. They're going to roll out this year. They're going to assign. They got a grant to purchase Chromebooks for all of the high school kids, and I'm not sure if it goes through to the middle school kids as well. But exposing the kids to technology, getting them fluent with the tools that will, you know, that they'll be using as they enter the workplace and as they enter in college, is key to being successful. And so we have a huge resource at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, and there's big companies who, frankly, because of the tax abatements, kind of owe it to us to give us some love and give us some hardware and provide us with some tools to help these kids, again, embrace what they're looking for as they enter into college and or enter into the workforce. So, you know, when Mr. Hess talks about, you know, his conversations with Tesla, they're like, well, how many kids can you give us? And he's like, well, maybe six a year. And so they aren't necessarily as motivated as they could be. But when I bring up the fact that the Tesla abatements last year cost Story County schools $38 million alone last year, frankly, I think that, again, they kind of owe us a little bit. And so I've talked to Mr. Hess about being his liaison. He has expressed frustration because he doesn't have the time to drive out to the park and liaise with these companies and establish relationships and get things moving forward. And so I have told him that should I be elected, that will be the first thing that I do is go out there, establish relationships, get conversations going about how those companies can improve the lot of our high school and our middle schools. So those are two things that are working really well.
Yeah. What's on toward the top of your list of things you'd like to either work on or fine tune?
So there's a couple of things that that are very concerning to me that have been brought up to me from parents, specifically in Lockwood. For those of you who don't know, Story County is pretty diverse, and there's some geography that separates a community of about 1,200 and maybe even more, maybe there's 1,500 folks out in the north end of the county, positioned on the river, very near the industrial park. The kids for since forever, really, have been bused from Lockwood up Geiger Grade, which is a nice windy, slow road. Their trip was about an hour. Just recently, a causeway has been put in that cuts about 20, 25 minutes off that commute. But one of the things that's been a big concern of the parents at in the River District there, Rainbow Bend and Lockwood, is that their kids do not have access to the athletic programs that Story County is storied for. The Muckers basketball program is has dominated in spurts throughout basketball, and they've got a football team, they've got volleyball, they've got track, and the kids in Lockwood cannot participate because there's no communication after school. So I'm sorry, transportation. There's no transportation after school. So there's no bus to take the kids home after they get home from a match in Battle Mountain. And so the kids basically have to come home, cannot participate in sports. And, you know, when a kid has nothing but homework to do, they're going to blow that off. And, you know, they might just get in trouble because they're kids. And so that's one of the things that I'm going to focus on. You know, frankly, Dee, the other thing that I'm going to focus on is that when we were growing up as kids, we were basically told, programmed, that if you didn't get a college career, that you were destined to be a blue collar worker.
Yeah.
The college certificate was your ticket to the upper middle class and even to the upper class.
Right.
And today, that's not always.
And sometimes the phrase "you will amount to nothing."
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. And I think that mindset has really done kids a disservice because, let's face it, we need people to fix cars. We need people to build houses. We need people to fix plumbing. We need people to weld. We need people to manufacture. We need people to...
And it all amounts to something.
It does.
It's all a contribution to society. I want to throw this before the break.
Yeah,
I want to throw these the speed round, the crap lie rumor.
Sure.
Thing. I'm going to throw some things. The answer would either be it's crap, it's a lie, or nothing but rumor. And then when we come back from the break, we want to elaborate on that as well, just a little bit. Crap, lie, or rumor, the Story County School District, school buildings themselves are in desperate need of a single point entry because the safety of the students are at risk.
There is a...
crap, lie, or rumor?
That is a rumor.
Okay. All right. It's a rumor. We'll elaborate on that
when we come back from
the break.
Good.
Story County has... got tons of money and no financial concerns whatsoever currently or in their future.
That is also a rumor.
Okay. All right. That's a rumor. And let's see. Story County School District is the absolute worst ran district, perhaps in the bottom five of the state.
And that is a flat out lie.
Okay, lie. All right, folks, you're listening to Crap, Lies, and Rumors with me, Dee Gregory, here on KCKQ. If you have a question or comment, 844-790-TALK from anywhere in the world, 844-790-8255. And we're 1180 AM, KCKQ, right here on Crap, Lies, and Rumors with me, Dee Gregory. We will be back with Sam Toll, candidate for a school board seat, right after this. Hello and welcome back to Crap, Lies, and Rumors with me, Dee Gregory, here on KCKQ, 1180 AM. Those of you listening around the world, you know you can tune us in live at any time, www.americamatters.us. You can also hear this show. It will re-air, I'm not sure when, but you can hear it anytime by simply going to americamatters.us, click on podcast, scroll down alphabetically into the C's. It says Crap, Lies, and Rumors. When you click on that, you check the show or click the show that you want to listen to, allow it to download in your computer, and you can hear this show. So if you missed any portion of it, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. We've got a lot of good guests coming up in the future as well. And so please tune in every Wednesday at 11 o'clock to Crap, Lies, and Rumors. Today, my guest is Sam Toll. He's a candidate for Story County School District, and he's running for a seat on that. Before the break, we hit like the speed lightning round, and two were rumors. One was a flat-out lie. And I want to allow about a minute apiece on each of those three. Sam, if you would go ahead and elaborate on that, why it is strictly a rumor, or whether, you know, in the case of a lie. And if you would, please clarify that for us. And then I want to talk more about how people can reach you and why you want to be a school board representative.
Thank you, Dee. So we talked about safety and a single point of entry. I do a ton of outreach back in South Placer County, working with the Office of Elections. We do a political-based outreach program, register the kids to vote. I asked the kids, it was shortly this last cycle in the fall of last year, and I asked the kids, they were all talking about the need for gun safety and to improve the safety conditions of the schools. And the Florida shooting had just happened, and the kids were justifiably shaken up. The subject of gun control came up, and I asked the kids by a show of hands how many people they knew personally who had been the victim of gun violence at school, and not a single hand ran up. I then asked the question, how many kids here know someone who died behind the wheel of a car where alcohol was involved? Every single kid raised their hands.
Wow.
I think that certainly, clearly, the gun violence is something that needs to be addressed. But when you look at the challenge of safety and as it relates to our kids, the real killer of our kids is alcohol and automobiles. And so, yes, we need to be focused on safety. Yes, we need to be concerned about strangers walking onto the school, having wanting to do violence to our children. But the fact of the numbers don't lie. Kids die either by alcohol abuse, alcohol overdose, or being killed behind the wheel of a car because they don't know how to drive or because booze was involved. And so for me, that I think it requires a much greater attention and focus. Because that has our kids' lives are affected on a daily basis with alcohol and automobiles.
Sorry for the interruption, but did I not read somewhere where, because they have three properties, right? Story County has three school properties, or is it four?
Three.
Okay. That of the three school properties, isn't one of them already completed on the single point entry? And did they not say that there's one that is, the perimeter is in work, or did I read into something?
So I'm not intimately aware of the safety procedures. I do know that I've heard that one of the schools is in fact a single point of entry, and that they're trying to do the same thing with the high school. It's a challenge. It's difficult, and I'm not as familiar with as my opponent is. My opponent is the fire chief of Story County, Jeff Nevin, and his focus on the board has been to develop the safety program. He's done a great job with that, from what I have been led to understand, and that their focus on safety is clear. It's serious, and he's doing a great job with that. So. My guess is that is their focus. Single point of entry is something that the sheriff's office is concerned with. Yeah. And I certainly, wouldn't stand in the way of it, but I would simply point out that the odds of a kid, being shot at school compared with the odds of a kid dying behind the wheel of a car are different. And our focus, should be on both, but I think we should be more focused on alcohol and its effect on kids.
Got it. Now, the money available, Story County, richest school district, blah, 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 rumor thing. Where are we at on that?
Well, what's interesting is that if you compare Story County, the amount of cash that they get per capita, and you compare it with Lyon County, Story County is well off. Kids in Silver Springs, kids in Dayton, kids in Yarrington do not enjoy the amount of money that we enjoy here in Story County. So there's no question that our kids are better off when you look at money. But when you look at the educational system in Nevada, I mean, bottom line, we're fighting for last place nationally. If throwing money at the problem was the answer, then when Sandoval and the Republicans put together the highest tax increase in Nevada history not too long ago, much of that money went to education, and theoretically we should be out of the weeds by now. We are not. Clark County obviously is destroying.
We're at the toward the bottom, you're saying academically?
That's correct. Nevada.
So if they were to, in the grading of the schools, Story County schools are in what, C-D range?
No, not at all. Story County schools are excellent. No. Clark, when you take Nevada as a whole, and you compare us with the other 50 states in the union, we literally are fighting for last place.
Oh, Nevada as a state.
As a state, okay. That's correct. All right.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying
that. And a lot of that is because of Clark County and the way that they run their ship. I'm delighted to say that Todd Hess is doing, again, a great job, and Story County is a really a tight ship. But again, as I said, you know, we would have gotten $38 million more dollars last year had it not been for Tesla's abatements. So the fact that Tesla just made a bunch of news by saying that they'd given out, they're required by the state to contribute at least $38 million over, I think it's 5 or 10 years, to Nevada's educational system. And they just made some hay about donating $1.5 million to the school systems in around the state. Clark County got 50,000, Washoe County got 50,000, Story County got diddly squat. And so,
if Tesla were paying, I'm just asking straight up, if Tesla were to have to pay their taxes, if there was no abatement, or maybe after the abatement, how much money will TRI bring to the school district? Not the county, but how much of that would then be allocated to the school district, roughly?
So, again, as I mentioned, sales tax and property tax abatements ended up allowing Tesla to avoid paying $122 million to Story. Well, I'm sorry. 122 is what they should have paid. What we were shorted was $84 million, okay. and about half of that was to be destined to the schools.
About $40 million, roughly $40 million. Yep. Could have gone to Story County.
Yep.
But in all of that, financially doing okay, we could just be doing a whole lot better.
That's exactly right.
Okay. All right, we have about 3.5 minutes before we have to say goodbye, and I'll need the microphone at that point. So I want to make sure that people are able to reach you. Somebody who's got a kid in the district right now who desperately needs to talk to you about what you could do to help things get better. How could people reach you with regards to your campaign and your election?
So right now today, as I mentioned, I don't believe in starting the campaign until a short time before the election. I'm going to roll out my website and announce all of my official candidacy stuff after Labor Day.
Okay. All right.
So I don't have the website
Can we get you to do a call-in or after that? When you want to announce it, can I get you on the air to announce
Absolutely.
That?
Okay. Absolutely. People can contact me through the Storyteller at any point. So the Storyteller is Storey, the Storyteller, Teller, .online. And I'm the editor there. You can send me an email. There's you can easily make a comment or call me at 775-583-8655 and learn more about what I believe in and how I think that we can make Story County schools even better for our kids. One of the things I think that we lose track of as adults is remembering who our customers are. Our customers are the kids. And everything that we do as a school board, as parents, as teachers, as is the entire system, should be focused on the kids. It should not be focused on the teachers' unions. It should not be focused on the administration. It should not be focused on anything but how can we improve the lives of our children, and in this case specifically, kids in Story County. I will say that I didn't go to Story County schools after the fifth grade because I was bullied. And I think that bullying is a huge problem. I literally hitchhiked from Gold Hill to Carson City High School in my freshman and senior and sophomore year because I refused to go to and be hassled by the kids who have grown up and in fact are now retiring from Story County positions.
There's no incumbent in this race, right?
No, there is. Jeff Nevin is the
fire
chief.
Sitting member.
That's correct. He is a sitting member. So Jeff is a good guy. He's a hard worker, but he's got a full-time job. And
yeah.
I have much more leeway with my time. I'm the master of my own time. And so I'll focus on the kids specifically. Every single day will be the focus on the customer who is the kids.
Okay. The Storyteller
.online.
Online. I don't know why I can't always remember that. The Storyteller, spelled out long ways, thestoryteller.online. I encourage you to go there and check out some of the articles that have been written. Anything else? Why should people vote for you? And I'm so sorry about the limited time.
No,
Why should I, as a resident of Story County, why should I vote for you?
20 seconds or less. I'm a Nevada native. I care about kids. I do an awful lot of research, an awful lot of reading. I talk to people, parents, teachers, administrators, and with my 30 years of business experience, I know how to get stuff done. So I think that we'll be able to do our kids a solid service, moving them forward and putting them into the workforce.
Well, thank you very much. And this must be a first in all my years of political interviews. You never said anything bad about your opponent. In fact, you praised him. You're listening to Crap, Lies, and Rumors with me, D. Gregory. We will be back next week with a surprise guest, so tune in for that. I thank you for listening, and we do know that with all the choices you had out there in the media, you chose us, and for that, we are grateful. Again, Crap, Lies, and Rumors with me, D. Gregory. We'll be back Wednesday.